It was all green on the local market today, except for financials backing the trend, closing 0.5% in the red. Resources closed 0.58% higher, industrials 0.85% higher, and the All Z ending 0.41% in the green. With me in studio to talk about the market is Ian Cruickshanks, Chief Economist at the SA Institute of Race Relations. Ian, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Talk about the non-farm payrolls. In at a huge 313,000 in the US in February.
What do you say about an economy that produces 200,000 to 300,000 new jobs every month?
Yes, just surging ahead.
Through a whole year. Mm. That just says, back the US economy. If one wants to look for a geographic area where to invest, that's the place to go.
Absolutely. I think I agree with you there.
Yes.
And what was quite surprising and what the markets really liked, apart from that huge number, was that there was the increase in wages was only 0.1%. So it kind of like impacts on the anticipated outlook of four rate hikes
this
year.
Yes, they may not need it. Because it's interesting, isn't it, through technology and efficiency and operational efficiencies. America is actually, the economy is growing. Demands must be winding up, but they're able to satisfy it with technology at no price cost. And that just says, that's a very well-balanced economy.
Mm. I guess the dollar going down on that interest rate outlook and the rand stronger, so we're actually at 11.78.
That's pretty strong going. Is it good for us? Is it what we want?
Online shopping right now.
No. But if you're looking from South Africa's point of view, from an exporter's point of view, it's really not good news, which is a shame.
Yeah. Let's go on to the stocks. Banks in the news this week and today. Yes. First Rand, a big loser, down by 4%.
Yes, I'm not sure why that should have been, because I think with the results that came out earlier, that First Rand, from a technology point of view, which is the path of banking today, they're certainly at the front of the queue. They certainly are market and industry leaders. So it's hard to see that. They haven't lost market share. I would say that's a stock to put on one's shopping list if there's any market pullback. It's one to look at opportunities to buy.
Yeah, and Standard Bank still gaining, was up another 2% today.
Yes, well their results were pretty satisfactory, I would say, and both the Standard and Nedbank came out in the last week, but Standard certainly racing ahead.
Okay, Exxaro, a big loser today, down by 12%.
I looked for the reason for that, and I can't find it, I'm afraid. Unless it's all part of the Clean the Air campaign, where we don't want so much coal to be burned. Mm. After all, just look at China as an example. The Keep Make China Beautiful campaign to clean up the air, to make sure that they don't have coal-fired power stations. All these sort of things may have an impact, but
those results are coming out early in the week as well. Tiger Brands, up 2%.
They don't deserve it. I'm sorry, Tiger Brands, I fear, have let down the market, shareholders and all, through their attitude towards not us. We have nothing to do with the listeriosis.
Yes, Ian, I wonder if finally the companies will realize that non-financial factors, for instance, product quality and safety controls, have a big impact on financial factors.
Absolutely. And one wonders, with products where there's a large imported component, whether the manufacturers, producers, exporters on the other side are going to say, we don't like the association with you as distributors for our products. This could come around in due course, and I think that's a big risk that people like Tiger Brands may be exacerbating.
Yeah, and it's so important for investors and analysts to look at the array of non-financial value drivers, because they do impact.
Absolutely, that's very important.
Okay, so a lot to talk about. Right. Your stock pick is an interesting one.
Well, I'm going to change my mind to where we were just when you just told me those American employment numbers. And I'm going to go for the ETF on the S&P 500 in dollar terms, because I think that's where the big win will be. That's where I think the gains will be, and it's a shift from my first choice of cash.
Yes. Well, I had a whole lot of questions for you on cash, Ian.
Well,
but getting into cash implies a bit of a fear factor.
A fear of the market coming back, and if it did, you know, the Cyril factor has been so strong. We've done so well, especially in the currency, and I fear that it may have overdone itself, and we could see a comeback at some stage in the short term, and that's months. Then one should be looking for opportunities to add to one's portfolio. But in the meantime, America's the place to be.
But there is, I mean, this new era of optimism in South Africa.
Yes, there is. And I've been to a couple of analyst presentations recently, and each time I've asked, whether in manufacturing, mining, whatever it is, to say, look, you talk about your clientele being so much more positive. What's happened to sales? No change. No change since the end of last year. It's a very short period, but if there's no change regarding stock moving off the shelves, there's going to be no new fixed capital investment, and there's not going to be a strong growth trend.
Yeah, and we want to see new investment.
That's the crux of the matter.
Yeah. Quick comments, Ian. Yes. You want to talk about Sinopec getting approval from the Competition Tribunal to take over the assets of Chevron SA.
Yes. So Chevron in South Africa, the trade name we would know them by would be Caltex. Caltex are the biggest supplier of fuel to the South African agricultural sector. Now that is a big offtake, really big. Is there some tie-up there? We don't know. Why would Sinopec want this small contribution to their operations? Difficult to see yet, but I feel it's part of a bigger play. China is very, very good at assembling factors, which then lead to a bigger play.
On a longer term basis.
On a longer term basis.
Well, Ian, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Ian Cruickshank, Chief Economist at SA Institute of Race Relations.